Welcome to Season 4 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Breakaway Breakdown. I'm your host, Lillian, and today I have the pleasure of bringing you a conversation with Miss Josie Connor, whose horse, Dutch, won Horse of the Year for the second year in a row. Now, Dutch is a really special boy, and I'm sure many of you have heard his origin story and also seen him being absolutely killer out there on the pro rodeo road. He has a really fun, unique style that just makes you stop and look anytime you hear that Josie's backing into the box. So we do talk a little bit about Dutch in this episode, but then we also get a little bit bigger picture and discuss kind of the Horse of the Year as a whole, what pro rodeo looked like for Josie this year, and the new member that's on her team. And the peeps bringing you this episode today are Kimes Ranch Jeans with their $1 million breakaway roping, and those are the jeans that Josie wears. So if you want to rope like Josie, you might check out some Kimes. We'll dive into the episode shortly, but first I need to tell you a little bit about the $1 million breakaway. The moment you've been waiting for is almost here. The Kimes Ranch $1 million Breakaway presented by Boot Barn is on the horizon, and it's sure to make history with its groundbreaking $1 million purse. This event will highlight the fastest growing sport in rodeo and offer an equal playing field for all breakaway ropers. Whether you're a veteran roper or just starting out, this is your chance to be a part of something extraordinary. Qualify for the prestigious 10-round finals and grab your share of the $1 million prize. This is your moment to step into the spotlight and make your mark in the world of breakaway roping. For more information, head to milliondollarbreakaway.com. And now, it's time to rope. Let's go. Well, hello, Josie. I'm glad that you're staying well rested here on this fall morning, and we're going to get to chat about the two-time Horse of the Year, Dutch.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate you calling.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I saw a photo that you posted over the weekend. It was of Dutch and Rudy side by side in stalls. I wonder if they know how special they are.
I think they do. They're both pretty cocky, confident, bold personalities, that's for sure. God, but it's just such a blessing, you know. Over here at my place in Iowa, we've got a two-stall barn, and then we have, you know, multiple stalls on the side of the arena. But in the two-stall barn, it's Dutch and Rudy, and we get to walk in there every day. And, man, it's so hard to come by a good horse, and for Riley and I to probably both have our once-in-a-lifetime horse at the same time in our careers, and for them to be side by side in the barn, it's pretty special. We were pretty pumped when they announced it.
Yeah. And I was, you know, thinking, read some of the things that Riley said about Rudy, and it was just so special. I mean, how a horse can fit a person so well, and you just can't beat it.
Yeah, it's we wouldn't be who we were in our careers without these horses. Horses take you from a good roper to a great roper. Rudy and Dutch are dominant, in my opinion, and so I just think that it's you know, we both stepped out there and gave a lot of money for both of those horses, and, you know, they're worth it. They've been worth every penny. And so it's been a rewarding feeling, and that's for sure.
Okay. Yeah. So, for, you know, somebody who may not have been following as closely, this is Dutch's second Horse of the Year title. He won it for the first time last year, and so now he's doubled up. I kind of joke it's like a double Dutch situation, but, kind of give a quick recap of your history with Dutch and how you came to have him.
So this is my fourth year in pro rodeo, and I've actually rode Dutch 3 of the 4 years, and every time that I've rode him, he has been voted in some way. My rookie year, he won 3rd, and then the second year I didn't ride Dutch, which was not probably the smartest, and the 3rd and 4th year he both won. He won horse of the year both times, and so that's a pretty cool little fact. But so like I said, yeah, I got Dutch my rookie year. He was predominantly a tie-down horse before that. Bunch of great tie-down ropers have owned him and rode him, and then my dad found him, sold him a couple times to a tie-down roper, and then I bought him back, and it's been a whirlwind ever since then. I've probably told this story a million times, but long story short, I had Dutch my rookie year, didn't ride him my second year, and rode him the last 2 years, and it was probably a bonehead mistake, but I think in a weird way, it probably worked out for the best that Dutch didn't have 4 years straight on the pro rodeo road. And I think when we came back last year, we were stronger than we had ever been. I had kind of worked out all the kinks in the pro rodeo road, and obviously a better roper than I was my rookie year, and better horseman. And so just kind of came together, and it's kind of been the Cinderella story. Dutch and I have had a great 2025. 2024 was great. Ended up winning third in the world. Dutch won the horse of the year, and then kind of came straight into 2025. Started off winning second at the San Diego Rodeo, won like 27,000, and then I started off the pro rodeo season winning in Fort Worth. I've had a bunch of great wins on Dutch this year, even outside of the pro rodeo world. We've won the American and the Women's World Championships, and we still have a lot of opportunity at a lot of great money at the end of 2025, and so just kind of prioritizing getting Dutch ready for that.
Yeah, I love it. And so you've had 4 years together, and you're talking about getting the kinks out of that pro rodeo road, but you rode Tonka a lot in those years, and Tonka is a fantastic horse in his own right. But I imagine when you go from riding Tonka, who is so great on those jackpot type setups and really let you become the roper you are today, and then you got on Dutch, it was kind of like this level up moment, and you appreciated him even more.
Yeah, I know. I've actually had people like literally say the words to me like, "This is your Tonka 2.0," because Tonka and I were so dominant and had such a good relationship at the jackpots, and we had such a great career together. Just like you said, I mean, Tonka definitely molded me into the roper that I was today, and so then I got to thrive with Dutch, and I really just felt that same connection with Dutch, and we put a lot of work into those horses, and it's just so special. A lot of people don't get one in their career, and I've had the I've got to ride several great ones, and so it's been fun. Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah. For somebody who maybe hasn't found their great one yet, is there that this aha moment when you realize how well you click with a horse, or have you had to kind of work at it a little bit to get with them?
I've bought and sold several horses to get to the two that to get to Tonka at at that point in my career, and to get to Dutch. I mean, like literally, I said I rode Dutch my rookie year, and sold him and bought him back. So you make mistakes and you go through trial and error, and sometimes you it's just par for the course. I've got a really great support system. My dad's always been very involved and in charge of the horses and helping find them and fit them to me, and obviously now I'm way more involved than I'm an adult, but when I was young, he had full control over that process, and now it's fun to be in control too. And but he man he's a big reason for Dutch and Rudy, for both Riley and I mean, he's my dad is very instrumental behind the scenes, and we couldn't do it without him.
I love it. It's kind of like you need the good people in your corner, especially like you said, when you're young, but then you also need this experience that kind of shows you what you need.
Yes.
I love it. And let's talk about kind of Dutch in 2025. Like you said, he's totally dominant. I remember you guys had a fantastic winter rodeo season, and then you won WRWC and the American, which were both super fun and electric wins. I remember after you won the WRWC, and I'd already written about you very recently, I was like, gosh, like what else do you even say? Like Josie and Dutch are dominant again. But how would you say that Dutch has matured this year, if at all? Maybe he's just very consistent, just like he was in 2024.
Yeah, I just think that our partnership has grown over time, you know, together. I think that he knows what I'm gonna do before I'm gonna do it, and I know what he's gonna do before he's gonna do it, and it can be a good and a bad thing. But I just think we have such a great relationship, and I have so much confidence when I ride Dutch. I mean, it's just a feel that I've never felt before, and yeah, like I said, it's just so much confidence, and 2025 has been great. Like, it's talking about the Pro Rodeo specifically, started out in Fort Worth and kind of racked up some money over the winter time, was sitting pretty good after the buildings. And then it's so crazy when, you know, like I said, this is my fourth year and every year has looked different. Like in 2024, I had a steamroll of a summer. I mean, I just felt like it was win after win and great week after great week, and then less in the wintertime. And then this year it was a little bit more in the wintertime and a little not so much of a steamroll, but steady in the summer. And it's just so different. It's just so interesting to see how different your seasons can be. But like both years I've gone into the NFR number two, and this summer didn't feel as roll. I didn't feel like I was rolling as much as last summer, but I won more this year. Three of us broke the regular season's earnings record. I know Taylor holds it because she's number one, but me, Shelby, and Taylor, all three broke the past one. And so I just thought that was cool, to be able to see how much money there is in it.
The Kimes Ranch Million Dollar Breakaway, presented by Boot Barn, is back and bigger than ever, now November 24th through the 30th at the Westworld of Scottsdale. This open, all-ages, no-membership-required event is the ultimate payday for female breakaway ropers. Last year, we saw it all. Non-pros, high schoolers, rookies, and the very best in the game, with inspiring stories that made history. This year, they are bringing you even more, kicking it off with 2 days of the last chance qualifiers with no limits on entries and 1 day of semifinals before heading into 3 thrilling days of 10 final rounds starting on Thursday. Plus, live music with Josh Malloy on Friday night and the Grammy-winning country star Ashley McBride on Saturday night. Contestants can expect a luxury experience at one of the premier equine venues in the nation with a back number welcome party featuring a surprise concert, a friends and family Thanksgiving meal, and more. Whether you're coming to claim your piece of the million, cheer on the best of the best in breakaway roping, or enjoy great country music, don't miss it. Visit milliondollarbreakaway.com for more information and to get your tickets today. And now, it's back to the episode. Well, obviously very successful summer, but you said you weren't rolling as much as you were in 2024. How does that change your mindset? Are you still feeling good, you know, moving on, staying consistent, picking up a check, you know, almost everywhere? Or were you know, hoping for that kind of fiery 2024 that you'd had?
Well, I think that you're always hoping for it, but I think I will say the one thing that I think is a really positive to myself is I do feel like I'm realistic. And so before even going into the summer, I told myself I'm probably not going to win one rodeo a week in August like I did last year, or like I'm probably not going to have that exact same summer because it's just not realistic and it's not really how life works. But like I had a great summer. I'm not complaining about my summer. There just were two different summers. And yeah, I think that you just have to know that it's a marathon and it's not a sprint, and the goal is for you to have a chance when it comes down to the first round in Las Vegas, and we completed that goal.
Yes, things tightened up a lot more than I think any of us were expecting at the beginning of the summer, and now we have three, maybe more ladies that are kind of within that striking distance of number one.
Yes, I think that this year the Breakaway Ropers, man, it's as good as a group of as I've ever seen. And the rodeos are great. We have great opportunities, but like this year, there's a lot of great ropers and there's a lot of great horses. If you go down the top 15, I mean, like there are legit 15 horses that are great. And I think it's the best set of ropers and horses that we've seen in the breakaway so far.
Yes. Well, and speaking of rodeos, I kind of wanted to go back to Dutch a little bit. What would you, I know Dutch is dominant over several different kinds of setups, but if you had to describe his ideal setup and his ideal calf, kind of what do you think you guys really nail together?
That's a great question, actually. I've like you said, I've wanted on Dutch at every setup, but where I think Dutch is the best is it could be two or three under. Either or is fine for me because I think that he scores. I mean, he stands dead as a rock, solid as a rock in there, and it's just really easy for me to get the go that I want. And Dutch is a great horse all around, but Dutch is a great horse on a great calf. He holds great distance and he has a lot of confidence. Like if one's taking off and running, sometimes Dutch loses a little bit of confidence because, I mean, we ask for the life of them. We ask them for tenths of a second every time. And so I understand. But like on a two, three under start on a good calf, it's pretty hard to beat Dutch.
And especially when, you're feeling your best, it's a gorgeous day.
Yes.
Everyone watch out for Josie.
Yes. Thanks.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some of the other horses. You mentioned, top 15. Honestly, we could even go back to almost, top 30, really rank breakaway ropers in that list. But Cheyenne McCartney's Lexus finished number two, and Aspen Miller's Jigsaw finished number three. And those are some horses that we haven't seen on the Horse of the Year list previously.
Yes, this is what I'll say about Horse of the Year. In my opinion, I think that it should be a horse that predominantly goes almost everywhere. I know you can't get them everywhere, and I know that logistics don't always work that way, but those two girls, Cheyenne and Aspen, they both have second string horses, but most of the time you see them on Lexus and Jigsaw, and I think that's why one of the reasons one of the factors as to why those two horses were voted, because like they're predominantly out there all year long. Those two horses have been solid as a rock. Aspen and Jigsaw had a heck of a winter, and Cheyenne and Lexus just pecked along the whole time. That horse has been super solid the whole time, and I just think that the top three horses were really good votes.
I'm sure it's really satisfying. Of course, because Dutch is number one, but then you read the rest and you're like, yes, this is how it's meant to be.
Yeah, it was God, so much of the Horse of the Year you feel, and most of the events are politics, and it's not sometimes in the event you hear, oh, that horse shouldn't have won. I feel in the breakaway that it's been pretty close every year. I was actually a little nervous about Dutch winning this year. I mean, I know I'm biased and I think he's great, but he won last year, and I didn't know if he was going to get voted again this year. And I'll be honest with you, Dutch has made some mistakes this year. He's set a couple times on big stages, but day in and day out, he's made more great runs and made more money than he has mistakes. And so I was really proud that they still voted him. And so I don't know. I just think it's cool that I think these are great horses that they voted, and I'm just honored that the Dutch is even in the mix, much less a two-time AQHA Horse of the Year.
Yes, it's something really special, kind of like your Rookie of the Year title that will always get
I think I'm more proud
said.
of the horse of the year. I just think it's so cool because most of the time, they always talk about, like when we get interviewed and stuff, they always want to talk about us, obviously, because the horses can't talk. And I just think that it's so cool to have a award for these horses because, I mean, they are the reason that the top, there are the reason why we're so successful. Shelby without Anna isn't Shelby, but Shelby bought and trained Anna, so props to her. It's just so cool that these horses are so special and we rely on them so much.
Well, speaking of horses and training and everything, I know that you have a new face on your team, and I want to talk a little bit about him. He does is not a clone of Dutch, but if you saw him at a distance, you may not be able to tell that they're different. Let's talk a little bit about your new guy.
Yes, ma'am. His name is Hickory. He's 17 years old. I bought him from a really sweet girl in Florida. She trained him and rode him his whole life. So she's had him a long time. And I bought him from her at the beginning of this year, maybe around March or April, and the first place I took him was Logandale. We actually won Logandale together, so that was pretty cool. He's just really solid. He's not anything very special. He just helps me. He's easy. He stays out of my way. I feel like I can go catch him every time. And this is just something huge to have. Like when I got home this year, I was entered at R Rosenberg in Hempstead to start off the 2026 season, and I just really didn't want to bring Dutch so soon from getting back, from rodeo and stuff. And I got to take Hickory over there, and I placed at both of them and won 3,000 or so. And that's 3,000 I didn't have to win on Dutch. And so it's just kind of a breath of fresh air to have another horse you can rely on. And I'm always looking, and horses are just hard to come by.
Especially good ones that have all the it factors that we need, especially in the breakaway roping as fast as it's getting.
Yes, I know, it's crazy.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you have Hickory to kind of take some of the load off of Dutch, and maybe if there's a mutter or you just need to make a run where you just need to be solid and maybe you don't need to go blow the doors off, you can jump on Hickory.
Yes, ma'am. He'll be going to Las Vegas as a backup this year. That's the plan.
Okay.
So we'll see, I guess.
Sounds good. Well, let's run through your calendar. I know you're taking it a little bit easier than some of the other people. I say taking it easier. You're not hitting the road this fall as hard as some people are. That doesn't mean you're not practicing at home, but kind of walk me through what these next few months look like.
Yes, ma'am. Really kind of just been spending the beginning of October getting all the horses, sound from coming back off the road. Not that they weren't sound, but they needed a little bit of maintenance, and they needed a little bit of rest. And then getting the fresh out of the other horses that have been sitting over here all summer. We've been doing a little bit of that, practicing and roping, and I've just kind of been taking it easy over here, like you said, practicing at the house, but not really going to a bunch of jackpots and stuff. I just live a little far from the action, so I'm just not really running up there on the weeknights to jackpot and stuff. But the next place I'll go to the, I believe it's called the South Texas Showdown in Uvalde on October 26th. I'll go over there. Bart Hutton puts on a great roping, has 30 or 40 girls and 20,000 added. And last year it was great, and so we're gonna go back this year. And then I'll go to the Hondo Rodeo in November and then come back home and really get ready for the Million Dollar Breakaway and the 2025 NFBR.
Yes, ma'am. Well, shout out to Kynes too for putting on that $1 million breakaway for the second year. I'm really excited to go back for that.
Yes. Everybody tries to make the top 15 because they want to rope with the NFBR, but the top 10 is talked about more than the top 15 out there amongst the girls because the incentive that Kimes gave us to be able to go straight to the Million Dollar Breakaway, it pays for our whole summer out there getting to rope at those the go round money like that and the average money. And Kimes really stepped out and stepped up for the breakaway ropers, and that's why the breakaway ropers support them so much.
Yes, ma'am. Gotta wear a pair of Kymes out there.
Absolutely, wear them always.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it and loved getting to talk about the good boy Dutch.
Thank you so much. I would appreciate the recognition.
Awesome. I'll catch you later.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in for this conversation with Miss Josie Connor. We got to chat about Dutch, her rodeo season as a whole, and kind of what the rest of the season looks like as far as the Kimes Ranch Million Dollar Breakaway, the NFBR, and the pile of other money-making opportunities that these breakaway ropers have in the final few months of the season. Special thanks again to our partner Kimes Ranch Jeans and the Million Dollar Breakaway for supporting this episode of The Breakdown. The Million Dollar Breakaway is about redefining the story of women's rodeo. Come be a part of the moments we'll talk about for years to come, November 24th through the 30th at Westworld of Scottsdale. All right, guys, I'll catch you next time.